Wednesday night, Shirin Ksubis. We learned two shikas about Nosin. Tonight, Amitz Hashem, we'll learn two more, and one of them has impact in understanding the next in, which will be Kusi. Okay, so we learned so far two shitas, Rashi Shita, that it's an Issa Drabonon. It's an Issa Drabonon with the Issa Torah of Loitus Chatin Bom being Bigiyuson when they're Goyim. Here you're talking about Geirim. And Toysa Shita, that the Nasina Marasar Midiaraisa and the Gezerus that the Gemara in Yevamos talks about is primarily Shibud, but the Issa is Loitus Chatin Bom from the Shiva Umos, and that Issa is Begeirusan. If you have a Gemara, you can turn to the Ran. If you have an Archbold Gemara, you cannot turn to the Ran. But turn to the Ran. The Ran, this is really more of an Arichas and Yevamos, but the Ran has a Bekitzah. The Ran is by the Rif. Page Yud Gimel Amal Aleph for the Dapei HaRif. Yud Gimel Amal Aleph in the Dapei HaRif. The third line of the Ran in the Mishnah. The Sina Menagivonim, the Asura Lovei Bekahol, the David Gazer Aleihem, Kedemrina Biyavomis, Tal Shem Bayitnem Yeshua Kori Luhu Nasinim, Kachas of Rashi Zal, Alma Svirle de Nasinim Midrabonaninu, Vedadas Arambam Zal, Perik Yud Beis Nichols of Surabia, we saw that. Below Nahira, the Beperik Orel, this is now Toysa Shita, the second Shita, the Beperik Orel, Asik Rava, Rava's Maskona is the Krodel like the Schatten Bomb, Mishtoi Begeirus Misheva Umos, the Yom Ravel of Milsi the Amri, that it's talking about Begeyuson, because Begeyuson Lesnahu Chasnus, as the Gemara says, the Rambam and Rashi hold that the Maskona, the fact that the Torah couched it in terms of Lotus Chatin Bom, is not a contradiction to that Isser being Begeyuson, and Adarabba, it's a limitation on the Isser, that it's not an Isser Bia, but it's an Isser Dafka Derechasnus. But the Gemara at this point expresses that Derechasnus would mean not a question of set up house and make breakfast and you get your mail there, but it means actually Kiddushin being Tolfes, which of course Kiddush is not Tolfes in a non-Jew. So that's why it must be talking about Begeirusan, Rava says. This Gairu is Luchasnus, Kloma Begeirusan, Kivadalotatsi Behi Kiddushin, Lo Shayach Lemichta Behuchasnus. That's what the Gemara says. Again, the Rambam holds the Maskana that we don't say that Svara, but we say that the Torah and Chanami Kiddush is not Tolfes. But it's derechasnus that it's also not just a bia, a plain bia. But here the Gemara is saying, Alma Sheba Umas Begeruson Midiaraisa Asiri. Rambam? Not what we're learning now in the Rambam. In the Rambam Shita. Even though Kiddush is not Tolfes, the Torah Dafka Asid in derechasnus. Derechasnus. Tremendous chiddush. Right, but it's derechasnus. I'm saying that it's not stamina sabia, but it's more of the social context is important also. So this is in the social context. That's the Rambam sheet.
Now we'll.
What?
Rambam shivumos or
no. Well, we also possibly once it's talking about goyim, not geirim. So we introduce the pas the machlokas. In Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Vavam Beis becomes relevant, and the Rambam paskens it goes on all Goyim, not just the Shiva Umos. Even if Kiddush is not Toifus. But again, the key word would be Derechasnus, which that would be a giveaway. Yeah, okay. Well, that's what we're learning now, definitely. And that's what we're learning now, that's the second Shita, that it's Begeirusan. Because it's Dafka Derechasnus, which Bapashus means Kiddushin being Tolfes, so it's talking about Begeirusan when Kiddushin is Tolfes. And then it would, of course, be the Sheva Umos, because obviously a regular Ger is Mutter Lavo Bekohol. Okay, now if you look at the Ran, he says the third sheet, the very Bekitzer. But that's all we have to learn. We don't have to learn the Arichas of the Rishonim and Yevamos. right before the line that has the bold Divrei HaMaskil, Baal HaKusis. So if you back up three lines, this starts Inami, the last two words on the line. Inami. So that's this is now a second shot in this. You have it, Inami. So this is now the third sheet. Inami midiyoraisa einan asurin ala osim ba'atzma shenis gairu. Now we combine the best of the two sheetas. We say, Avada, we paskin like the Gemara's maskana and Nivamas, Rava's ostensible maskana, that lo tischatein bom refers to the Zion Umos, and it refers to Begerusa. But that was only that generation. It was talking about the generation when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. So that generation, even if they became Gerim, which was the Nesinim, the story of Yehoshua, so they're still also lovely but called Midioraisa because of Loitus Chatingbom. And as you pointed out, it's sort of an offshoot almost of Los Chaya Kol Neshama. You're not going to let them live. So Loitus Chatingbom, you're not going to marry them, and that's the generation. But if you notice in the Torah, when the Torah wants to say for all generations, it's not embarrassed. It says Loyovo Gam Dor Asiri Loyovo Bekal Hashem Adolam Dor Asiri by Mitzri and Adumi. It talks about Dor Shlishi or Dor Sheni, and it's not embarrassed. So here, it's only that generation that's also Midiraisa. This is the third Shita. They don't become an Uma, the Nesinim, and now they're also forever. But that generation was also Lotus Chatingbom. Yeah, Avo Bneihem, but their children. Shenoldu Acher Geirusan, they're Geirim, and now generation two Geirim, Mutorim. Sherei Loimono Akosuv Behen Doros LeIsser. The Torah didn't say Gam Dor Asiri. The Torah didn't say, and again, the Torah doesn't hesitate to talk about how many Doros is also. By a Mamzer, it says Gam Dor Asiri, meaning forever, or it says Adolam, or Ammoni Moavi, it says Loyova Bekal Hashem Adolam. So it does not embarrass.
But did
so
they get
here it doesn't say any Doros, and therefore Adarabba, we would say just that generation is also. Once they have children, we're talking about perfectly fine Jews. So in terms of Jewishness, so the second generation is already Mutalovim B'kol. So wherever in Shas you find that the Torah refers to Nesinim as an Issa D'Oraisa, it's talking about that first generation. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. But Rashi's also right. Well, not Rashi, but then the Gemara that says David said they should be Yosser, Yeshua said they should be Yosser, and so on and so forth. It's talking about the future generations. After the first one.
Okay.
Who bought David, so David comes, the Gazer of Hanasinim Doros, who Nasina Dechula Talmuda, if you find throughout Shas, when the Gemara talks about Nasinim and the Araisa, Hainu Achaz Mizayin Amamin, Shinus Gaira, you could have in. It doesn't mean that generation, Dafka. It means the first generation of a Ger. If in the time of David HaMelech, there was a Yavusi, and the Yavusi would become a Ger, it would be also Midiraisa. The first generation is also Midiraisa. It doesn't mean only, I might have said it over in a not good way, it doesn't mean only the generation of Yehoshua. It means first generation Gerim or also. And future generations are mutter. So wherever in so it could theoretically exist in any generation.
Right? But
even today, if you know someone's from Girgashi and he becomes a Ger, so he's also Lovin B'Kol. The first generation is also Lovin B'Kol, not future generations.
But if David HaMelech said, Nesim, you're not allowed to marry him.
Even future generations.
But if he said that, what happened to when they first became Gerim, you passed the first generation, and there were many generations between when Am Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael and David HaMelech. So what happened to those in between? What are the children of them, when they intermarried at that point, considered?
Probably Mutter. But you would have a good question is, what about those that were married when David HaMelech made the Gzeira? Did they have to divorce their wives? I don't know, good question. Maybe he made a grandfather clause. You're married, you can stay married. But Akaponim, so this is like sort of a. So everywhere in Shas that it says that it's also in the Torah, it's the first generation. Okay, that's the third sheet. The fourth sheet, is the Miri is the Ravid Shita, very Chudishtika Shita, and it gives us insight into what we're going to learn now about Kusim. I'll say it over to you. The Ramban, really, the Ramban in Yevamos brings it down, and the Miri here. Miri here is very particular. The Ramban is in Yevamos Tafayim Ches, where the Sugya is. Yeah, the Sinim. The Harab Rav Avram Rav David Zal, that's the Ravid. Pirish, listen to this. The Begeirusun Asoran Akosov, the Torah asked, it's an Issa Diraisa, Begeirusun. Why? Lefisha Hoyu Mitchilosun, because when they became Geirim, Begeirus Rishon, when they became Geirim in the times of Yehoshua, Kegeire Arroyos. Geire Arroyos means, refers to, well, maybe not always. There's a phrase in the Gemara in Yevamos that Chavdalah Amid Beis Geiri Arroyos, which may not refer to the Kusim, but Geiri Arroyos has come to mean that you became a ger and your sincerity is not clear. Arroyos means lions. It definitely comes from the Kusim. Whether it refers to the Kusim or not is not 100% clear. It seems to refer to the Kusim. With Geiri Arroyos refers to the fact Hashem, it says there was a plague of lions, and in order to save themselves from that plague, they wrote Devil the Zorah, they were living in Eretz Yisrael, they became Geiri. So, normally throughout Shas, I don't want to, we'll get to it in the next Sugya, normally throughout Shas we have a question of Kusim Geiri Arroyos and Kusim Geiri Emes. Geiri Emes means Geiri Emes. Geiri Arroyos seems to mean that they're not Geirim. They only did it out of fear and they were insincere. Lamaisa, the Gemara in Yevamos, talks about ostensibly insincere Geirim. It gives a list. A Geir that gets married in order to marry a Jewish woman. He has a Jewish woman, she won't marry him, my parents won't let, unless he becomes a Geir. So he becomes a ger to marry this woman. Or a woman that gets married, that gets becomes a ger in order to marry a man. Or geire arroyos, where they seem to have become gerim only because they're afraid. They're afraid. Or outwardly. It says the gerim that when this geir be made Mordechai v'Esther. Because it says, "V'rabim me'ami ha'oretz misyahadim, ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleihem." They were scared. You know, the goyim think, the Arabs also, they think that if we ever win, we're going to do to them what they would do to us. And since they know very well what they want to do to us, so they're very scared. So therefore, they run and they become geirim. Or the geirim that geirim be made Shlomo Amelech when we were on top of the world and people wanted to buy into it. Wanted to be Jews because Jews are on top of the world. So all of these cases, the Gemara in Yevamos says, we might as well speak about it now. The Gemara in Yevamos, one Man D'Omer says they're not Geirim. They're not Geirim. And the other Man D'Omer says they are Geirim. The Machlokas, the Gemara in Yevamos, Tav Chavdal and Amud Beis. What's the Machlokas? So to me, it's partial. The Machlokas is. We know their motive is not a pure motive. Right? A person does things, he can have the wrong reasons for doing them. It's called a motive. What's your reason?
But he can
be sincere in his couple. Well, I'm not even talking about
the somebody wants to marry
right
Jew,
now.
So he goes through this process of becoming
as I'm saying, so it seems to be a shaila and a machlokas in the Gemara there. One man the other says they're not gay. In other words, we assume that because their motive is not pure, that they're insincere also, and they weren't really mekabel mitzvahs, they don't really want to become Jews, they're not really becoming geirim, they don't even mean it. But we assume so. If their motivation isn't good, so we assume that they don't mean it. The other man, the Yomar, says, no, it's two different worlds. Their motivation could be bad, but, you know, once they made peace with the situation. The Maisa, they want to marry the girl. The Maisa, they're scared. So they made peace with the situation. That's the Gemara. Now,
so how is it even Paskin today, then?
We Paskin, it's good Gair, it's good Yevon.
How were they Messiah in the first place? I don't understand. Somebody's Megat.
Like nowadays, you have Bati Din in every town in Israel. So the Beis was Megayah. What happens nowadays, the Beis Din is Megayah. And now you're left to pick up the pieces. Not every Beis Din, right? They're Megayah. And now there's a Machlokes if the Gair is a Stal or not. You want to know why the Beis Din was Megayah? Because not every Beis Din is a paragon of virtue.
That's the way it was. It was a similar situation then.
That what they did in every town in Israel. Not everybody was, you know, so they were guiding them. Or they could have even made a frum cheshbon, like nowadays, when, yeah, it's good to have more Jews, we're losing population, so it's good to have Jews. So it's the machlokes of its challah now. Now,
so the Dovid HaMelech decision as far as not marrying the first generation?
No. We're not up to the Nesinim yet. Up to regular Goyim and all of history. If the man becomes a ger because he wants to marry a girl, a gal becomes a ger because she wants to marry a guy, Mordechai B'Yester, Shlomo HaMelech, they didn't have good motives. The motives were not pure. And we're going to start learning today about in the Chayvus HaLavus. We're going to learn about pure motives when you do things. So now, the Machlokes
ulterior motives.
That's the opposite of a pure motive, an ulterior motive. So, that's a Machlokes. Now, the Ravid here is saying a tremendous chiddush. The Ramban quotes a Ravid. First of all, he's saying a tremendous chiddush that the Nesinim were like that. The Nesinim were insincere gerim. Well, not insincere, they were ulterior motive gerim. They became Gerim to avoid getting killed in their mind.
So it's good or not good?
So that's the chiddush of this Ramban.
So
they weren't good. Begerus Rishon, Kigerus, Kigeri Arroyus, Yeshua the David, Gozru Aleihem, Shalom Kabu Mehem Gerim Leolam. Let's see the whole paragraph. David and Yeshua, their gezeira was not to be mekabel them into Klal Yisrael. So we'll see what does that mean. Kedei l'sarei b'Yisrael, they can't get married into Klal Yisrael. Mikomakom stomon ketchilasan hei. They're suspect. We keep them. They're like on hold. Ella, he says halacha kulam gerim hei. Now he elaborates a little more. We paskin like the Mount Diomer and Yevamis that the gerus is chal. Kulam Gerim. But he holds the Siddhis of the Arise to marry them. Because of Osron, also Sheva Umos, may also Gerus, Shebishas Kibush, because the Fishadayan Adukin Bavodazora. The Torah, it's not a perfect Gerus. It's a problematic Gerus. They're still Adukin Bavodazora. Like you hear sometimes stories of a lady, you know, someone becomes a Jew, they keep going to church every Sunday. They're still under the Avodah Zorah. Below Tishtakach Mipihem, V'yem Chazru V'kiblu Olson Beis Din La'achar Mikan. If a Beis Din would check them out afterwards and see that they're good people, they're sincere people, Mutar Noyu, they would be Mutalovay B'kohol. Elisha Gozru Aleihem. Their cause of a Ravid Sal. Now, what the Achronim assumed the Ravid means, it's really more explicit in the Meiri by us, who also brings down the Ravid by us, in Tzuvos, that when you become a Ger, there's two aspects to it, two Dinim, if you will. You become a Jew, but you're not necessarily Mutter to marry, to intermarry. That's an added. You're part of Klal. In other words, you're a Jew. You say you're part of Klal Yisrael. So you're not 100. But there's two things going on by every ger, like two chaloisim call it. two aspects as being Jewish. One is he's b'chuyav in mitzvahs, regular Jew. And then there's we accept him and we let him intermarry with us. We let him become part of the mishpucha. So the Rav is being mechadish that the nesinim, and he's being really, he seems to be saying about, we'll see, that that's the best way to learn about kusim too. Even if kusim geri arayos. Normally you learn if kusim geri arayos, they're goyim. We'll see in a few minutes, it's impossible to learn like that. But Pashas are saying kusim geri emesain or geri arayos. If geri emes the Jews, if geri arayos, they're goyim. We'll see, it's not like that. There's a quasi-Jewish status that you can have when we're not sure about your sincerity. So Lamai said, I'm a chuyiv in mitzvahs. Look, listen to the Miri. The Miri says, listen,
when they became Gerim, did they have a right to any land in Eretz Yisrael?
Well, that's for sure not. They were not from the Shvatim. What? No, Taisus says the first generation is the Gerim, full foot. Yeah, but there's an Issa Lovik Makal. Yeah, but here he's saying it's because of a Pagam in the Gerim. Here he's saying that Shenes Gairu Derek Shikrus, they lied. Vishirum. The low, listen to the Lashon HaMikra. Not to consider them gerim gemurim, we got to be marrying them. Elishem chayovim b'tariyag mitzvahs. Yes and no. That's a story. That's no question about that. Let me answer you.
Okay.
The answer is yes or no. Yes and no. It's like Toysvis. It's like, first of all, the Rav Machal is in the first generation, second generation. So the Rav doesn't talk about that. The Rav, and also the Rav is coming and saying, it's also b'giyus al motus chatin. You're supposed to kill them out. In the Rav and the Ramban, the Rav, and here the Miri brings on the Rav, it's because of a pagan in their gerus. There's something wrong with their gerus, it's insincere. So we'll accept them to the degree that they're taka b'chuyiv in mitzvahs. It doesn't sound like the Miri means be suffek them mechuyev lechumra. It sounds like the mamish mechuyev in mitzvahs, except it's not full fledged, and we won't let them intermarry. We won't accept them into the mishpacha. For that, we have to be convinced of their sincerity.
So they're not mechuyev for all the tariyat mitzvah because you just exempted a whole bunch from them now.
Why?
Which can't do kedushin, can't do bia, can't do
You do it with each other. You do it with each other. We don't let them into Klal Yisrael. The Chiddush and the Ravid and the Ramban is that it's a quasi geiru status. Let me just, the Eben Ozel. It's a whole mechudishtika concept. It's the same as Taisus, only outwardly, that they're gerim, but you can't marry them. But the difference is Mizrach and Mayrim. According to Taisus, there's an issa Torah like this chatin ba. There's no hint or remez that it's because of the a pagam, a flaw in the gerus. It's like this chatin ba. The Torah doesn't want you to marry. The Torah wants you to wipe them out. The Torah doesn't want you to marry them. The Ravid is being Mechadesh, and the Miri says it more clearly. And we'll see in the Eben Ozel in a second. And we're talking about a tremendous Chiddush in Hilchos Gerus. Normally, Gerus is a monolith. You become a Ger. You're either part of the tribe, you're not part of the tribe. You're either in or you're out. You're either a Gentile or a Jew. No halfway house. Even though the truth is we had a halfway house when we learned about an Eved. An Eved really is like a halfway house. But here, the bigger Chiddush is that a Ger, you would say it's all or nothing.
Tosfos explained Rashi yesterday. The homily that Tosfos is parish of Rashi.
They're avodah.
They were Jews and not Jews.
Yeah, but again, not because of the flaw in their gerus, but because they became avodim, and the Nevet has its own status. The Rav is being mechadish, and is very relevant to nowadays. This is very relevant to nowadays. I don't know if we paskin like the Rambam, but listen to the way the Eben Ozel says it. Omon, okay, now Rambam maybe shitas arayvin. The nesina min atoira asurim b'shum shehoheim kegeire aroyos. Right, you remember this chiddush? Ela de meikir adin halacha kulam geirim heim. We paskin their geirim. It's chal. Rak haTorah asrason. The Torah forbade to let them marry in. And any Bezdin could have decided, no, could have taken the Sinim and said, these guys are sincere, we're going to accept them. And then they would even be put to the Marian. The Pagam is that we're not convinced of the Shlemus of their Geirus. And if any subsequent Bezdin takes one of them and is convinced of the Shlemus of the Geirus, it can be Megayer them, to marry into them. What?
Could the Bezdin also throw them out?
Or they let them be the way they are, I would say, which is a quasi-status, and they can't marry in. After the Bezdin gives the okay, there's no more quasi-status. Then he's a regular ger, and if he does an avera now, you give him malchus, you punish him.
But I guess the only thing that I seem to keep on missing is if we had to kill out the Zionists, I didn't see an escape clause in there. Unless they become gay.
There is. We said it yesterday. There was an escape clause. Yeshua sent around the proclamation before he entered Eretz Israel that there's an escape clause. They could become gayrim and be makabel morus. Be makabel. They have to be subservient. Not enough to be gayrim. They have to accept to be subservient to the Jewish people. To do the menial jobs. No. Ger Toshev is not a gayr at all. Ger Toshev. Kertosha, the question is why is he even called a ger? So we'll talk, but Kertosha means he's allowed to live in Eretzel. This is what the Meir Kana used to talk about, what Moshe Feiglin talks about, that they have a right to live here. They have economic rights and not political rights. They have a right to live here. They can own property. They can live here. Kertosha, he's allowed to live here. We're okay with him living here. But to have that, they have to accept subservience. Otherwise, there'll always be a fifth column. That's what the Pasuk promises. We have, unfortunately, people, we have experienced it totally. Every word the Torah said came true. Let's go back to the Eben Ozel. He says it clearly. V'nim to l'firish harayvid, yeshnei inyone geirus. It's two dinim, the geirus. Hainu after kvar you geirim gemurim, and then mechoyiv and mitzvahs. But there's an Indian Geirus lachnis on the Klal Yisrael, and that the Torah asked from the beginning. The Torah said, "Not so fast, buddy. You can't come in so fast. As long as we're not convinced of your sincerity, or you got it through trickery, so we're not so comfortable. You're not marrying with us. You can marry amongst yourselves." I don't think so. There's a tremendous chiddush here that you can have a halfway gerus.
But it seems like it's based on...
It's based on the fact that the gerus is flawed.
But the ravid's chiddush,
you can't lose sight of the chiddush of the ravid. The chiddush of the ravid is that there's a halfway house for gerus. Where you're tremendous chiddush. It's like a gerus is all or nothing.
But according to the ravid, a beis din can...
A Bezdin can supplement, it was fascinating, driving all the Bezdin can subsequently interview any gay, any kusim, be convinced of their sincerity now, and be mad to them over the call. And they will become takamutim. But we don't want a part of Klal Yisrael.
We don't want to believe the Jews.
Right. Yeah. But you see, that you could say in Tosfos, but in the Ravid it's not. The Ravid says very clearly it's because their Geirus is in abeyance. Right? So we go like L'chumra both ways. They're going to do the mitzvahs, but you shouldn't intermarry with them. They're separate from us.
Shalu Yitam, we shouldn't mix it because it's Umar Shrein. Dozens.
The Ramaz Kukusis. You're going to learn it. Get to this. Al Kapanim Shittas arrived.
No. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hem Geirim. Again, so the gather of the Issel is Chatting Bom is because their Geirus is flawed. And Drak Tzorech LeKablei Mechodos, like another Kabbalah's Geirus, they have to go through the bill again. Go to Mikvah, and maybe go to Mikvah again, it doesn't say. That's the Ravid Sheet, a tremendous Chiddush, with really ramifications for nowadays. It's like it's saying the big Chiddush. Normally you would say, if you can't determine his sincerity, so for sure don't be makabel him. And if you want makabel him, so treat him like a yid, lechumra. So I guess that would be the bottom line. He'd be makabel him entire business, and you wouldn't be allowed to marry him. But here it's like an official status that it's formalizing like an uncertainty, which is always a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. An uncertainty is an uncertainty. So you don't know, you can go, you can be machmir, you can be mekel. Here we're saying that if your acceptance of mitzvahs is suspect in our eyes, so lemaisa you're a ger, but not the guy be marrying him to klal yisrael. Like the gerus has to. It doesn't sound like misafik. I don't know. For the rabbi, it sounds like it's like babadai. You're not a full fledged yid. You're not a full fledged Jew. Regarding marriage, but that's like and that's a major thing. It's entering into college, so mixing with our genes, becoming part of. Okay, let's go back to Toysos. So there's four sheets about the Nasib. Toysos now, Chavtesa Ben Aleph Exubis, Baal Hakusis. Now here's what's really weird. Just again, the machlokas throughout Shas. If kusim geri arroyos, but geri emes. Now, for pashtus, you learn geri emes means they're gerim, and geri arroyos means they're not gerim. But we're going to see that that's untenable. Plus, what further complicates matters is that the machlokas in Yevamos daf chavdal and amid beis between chachamim and rebbe, which is a whole list of gerim that become gerim for ulterior motives, and the Tanakhama says that it's not good gerus. Right, and Rav seems to say he brings down a sheet that it is. So does that machlokes? Now Rashi there said one of the cases, one of the people on the list is Geri Arroyos. So and Rashi says, oh, Geshmak, that's like the Kusim. But that's weird because there in the Gemara. The maskana is that they are gerim, while in all over Shas the words geri arayos is a code word for the chayyah. They didn't become gerim at all. You have geri ms. You have these two statuses and contradistinction. Geri ms. Or geri arayos. But if you open up a Gemara Yevamos Daf Chavdal Amud the Beis, there's a sugya that has a list, and on that list is geri arayos. And there's a machlokas, right? And the Rebbe holds not chal. Rebbe holds it's no good.
And what is Rashi of Hosis Chatin Ba? Rashi of Hosis is by. The Rashi is here that the Geir arrives and it's Hosis Chatin Ba. Rashi is. And there's a love, not.
Yeah.
So is that love like Begirusa or Begirusa?
Messina?
No, Kusina. Rashi here.
Oh, yeah. No, so this is Rashi Lishitoso. That's Rashi Lishitoso. Geri Arroyos. Well, it's. Geri Arroyos Papashis means they're still Goyim. That's the simple meaning of Geri Arroyos. That's what it means. It's not the simple meaning of Geri Arroyos, maybe. That's a problem. But all over Shas, when you talk about Geri Arroyos or Geri Yemes, so Geri Arroyos means they're not Geri. The problem is when you learn the Chaddal and the Beis, in Yevamos, and it says Geri Arroyos, the Maskana of the Gemara, they are Geri. So Tosfos there said the two types of Gevurah Arayos. Not everybody's the same.
So wouldn't they still have the same two dinim that they have to go by? They convert, but they can't marry in. Would they?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. But Papash, again, Papash was all over Shas. Gevurah Arayos means and has all the ramifications of a goy. And Gevurah Arayos means Gevurah Arayos.
And the Rav goes on.
And therefore, Rashi Lishita so that Lotus Chatim Bom is Begeyu son. The Shaila is Rashi Shver. Because Papashas was only talking about the Zionumus. So that's what I said before, that if once you hold Begeyusa, you're free to go with the Shita of the Tana and of the Zoradaf Vavam and Beis, that it not only refers to Zionumus, but it refers to all the Goyim. That's borne out by this Rashi. Because when Rashi says, Kusim is Geri Arroyal saying, which means not a good Geras, he says, you have to look at the Schatan Bom. They're not from the Zionumus to Kusim. Kusim is not from Zionumus, they're from Kuta. From Kuta. Right? Gevonim or Chivi, a tribe of the Chivi. Okay, so we'll see. So the funny thing is that in Yevon, it's not Chavdal and Mbeis, Rashi says, Gevurah Arayos. Oh, like the Kusim. But that means that the Maskona of Yevon, it's not Chavdal and Mbeis, is that even if Gevurah Arayos came, then the Geirus is Chal B'dievet. But that's crazy, because all over Shas, you have either Geiri Emes or Geiri Arroyos. Tosfos there in Yevon Tav Chavdal Ramad Beis argues with Rashi. He says, what are you talking about? It can't be, because then this Maskona is saying it's a good Geirus. So he says, it's a different case, and it's just a question of the intensity of the fear from the Arroyos. But what? Oh, so now we're going to see. We'll stop here, and we'll learn Tosfos tomorrow, and we'll see that the Ravitz Chiddush fits in beautifully to explain Kusim Geri Arroyos. Lina the Mitzvah.